Hey, it's Big Joe for your trusted local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer, Absolute Comfort. Chris Wedekin is the owner, and he tells us why many homeowners are giving up their air conditioners for a high-efficiency heat pump.
By removing your air conditioner and replacing it with a heat pump, you are not only saving by getting a higher-efficiency air conditioner, the heat pump works in reverse and saves you money in the wintertime as well.
See if a heat pump is the right move for you by going to AbsoluteComfort.org. Absolute Comfort is your trusted local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer.
Allison, let's do some legal stuff.
Crime. Punishment. Judges. Legal stuff.
Donald Trump, the hush money trial continues, Nige. And there's a former tabloid executive testifying today that he helped broker the hush money deal between Trump and Stormy Daniels.
David Pecker, I believe, is who you're talking about. Pecker.
Pecker is the name.
The old Peckster. I think he ran the National Enquirer or something like that, put out a bunch of favorable stories towards Trump.
Correct.
Yeah, but, and right, possibly helped negotiate some of this, some of the quote-unquote hush money, which was really just a non-disclosure agreement, a legal document that Stormy Daniels signed and then broke.
Now, I know everybody's expecting me to make some joke about Stormy Daniels and a guy named Pecker, but I'm not going to do that.
You're very mature.
I've grown up a lot. I'm not like Allison over here. I don't find humor in every single phallic joke, any phallic reference. So Pecker's testifying today, and he's saying that he was a big part of brokering this deal that paid off Stormy Daniels. But you point out quite frequently, Nige, if anybody should be paying anybody off, it should be Stormy paying off Donald Trump.
Well, and not only that, she still owes him a few hundred grand in lawyer's fees after losing the defamation trial.
Right. There's that. And she violated the NDA. But that's for another time. Also today, the judge, Merchan, had a heated exchange with Donald Trump's lawyers in court. And they're upset that the old man's violating the gag order. You know, trying to get Donald Trump to keep his mouth shut with this gag order.
That ain't going to happen.
Ain't going to happen.
I mean, every time he goes into that courtroom, he talks to the press. Every time he comes out of the courtroom after the day is over, he talks to the press.
The judge could really sentence Donald Trump up to 30 days in jail for violating the gag order.
We'll see if that happens.
He could also fine Donald Trump. Check this out. For one potential juror and Donald Trump's current trial, it came as a total surprise what she was being considered for. But it was another thing that she found notable. Again, this was a potential juror.
Okay.
Here she is being interviewed outside the courthouse after being dismissed.
I was shocked. I was sitting 6 feet away. And when I realized that Trump is there, I was like, oh, wow. I couldn't believe it. Everybody was shocked. Everybody was frozen. You know, he looked less orange. I think he looks bored. Like, he wants this to finish and go do his stuff.
He looked bored and less orange. That's what she got out of that whole proceeding.
He wasn't as orange as I was expecting.
Nothing about the two tiers of justice or the weaponization of the Justice Department. It's, wasn't as orange as I thought.
More legal stuff here. Allison, can I get some mood music, please?
I'm a savage. Yeah.
Nige, your kids listen to Megan Thee Stallion. They into the hip hop, Nige.
Yeah, I think if the kitty station plays this down the dial, then yeah, they probably. I've not heard that particular song before, though.
So Megan Thee Stallion is being accused of harassment by a cameraman who's on the road with her. The cameraman alleges that he was trapped inside of a moving vehicle with Megan Thee Stallion and a couple other people, and he was forced to watch Megan have relations with another woman.
Oh, the horror! I said horror.
Thank you. Either way, you might be right. I don't know. He's filed a lawsuit accusing the entertainer of harassment and a hostile work environment. According to the suit filed in Los Angeles County Superior Court, the statement says that Megan warned him, don't ever discuss what you saw, and then berated the cameraman and fat-shamed him.
Well, She's no skinny meringue herself.
She's curvy.
she's healthy.
She's thick, spelled with a couple C's, I believe, if I'm doing this correctly. But imagine this poor camera guy. You know, he's getting paid. He's going out on the road with a major, you know, hip-hop star. And now he's getting yelled at. Look, fatty, you're going to watch me have relations with this other woman. And if you don't like it, you can get out. You're fired and you're fat. Like, man, this turned out to be a dream opportunity. And it ended up being a horrible, horrible situation for this guy.